הקדמה בעברית. השיעור הזה באמת היה כל משך הזמן שאני הייתי כאן, היה לנו שיעור בהושענא רבה, ואחרי כן שמחת בית השואבה ליישוב. לפני לא יודע כמה שנים, אבל מי שיודע כמה שנים היה הפיגוע כאן. 22 שנה. היה הושענא רבה במוצאי שבת, והשמחת בית השואבה היה בסוכה שלי, שהיה בפני הבית, כן, בפנים של הבית. ופתאום מישהו בא ואמר שהיה אסון, היה פיצוץ ברכב בכניסה ליישוב, וכולנו רצנו לשם, והיה שריפה בתוך האוטו, רוב האנשים יצאו, אבל אישה אחת לא הייתה יכולה לצאת מהרכב, והיא נשרפה שם ונהרגה על קידוש השם. וכל שנה מאז אנחנו מקדישים את השיעור לעילוי נשמתה. מישהו שואל אותי אם המשפחה יודעו בשנה הראשונה שעשינו את זה. אני לא יודע אם המשפחה הם מבת ים. אז שמה הייתה יהודיס בת שלמה ישראל אוסטרין, ואני מקדיש את השיעור לעילוי נשמתה. אז השנה השיעור יהיה על מנהגי הושענס, כל העניין של הושענס. ויצא ספר השנה, עוצר מפורשי הושענס ממכון ירושלים, ורוב מה שאומר הוא מהספר הזה. אין כל כך הרבה חידושים, אבל למעשה אני מצאתי את זה מאוד מעוניין, וכדאי שאתם לא צריכים לקרוא את כל הספר, אז אני אעביר לכם את ראשי הדברים.
תודה.
קודם כל, המנהג הזה של הקופוס, של הושענס, לא נזכר בגמרא, לא בבבלי, לא בירושלמי. נמשיך בעברית או באנגלית? לא משנה? The truth is for the internet is better than English. I will do in English if anybody has... my English is just as good as the Hebrew. Okay. This minig of Hoshanis is not mentioned anywhere, not in Shas Bavli, not in Shas Yerushalmi. The earliest zecher to the minig is a Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim. Rem is Tovshin Gimel. It brings down over there in the Yalkut that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to go around the Mizbeach with the Aravos or with the Lulav. We'll see in a little while what the minig was in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash says the following, Hoteinach Bizman Sheyesh Mizbeach. That's good when there was a Mizbeach. Bizman Hazeh, right? But Bizman Hazeh, what do we do? Chazan HaKnesses Omeid Kemalach HaElokim. The Chazan HaKnesses, that's the Gabai, used to stand like a malach. The Sefer Torah Bizroo, and he used to hold the Sefer Torah. The Ha'am Makifin of Sol Dugmas Mizbeach. And that was the Dugma of the Mizbeach. The whole Am went around him like they went around the Mizbeach. The Gabai, the Chazan HaKnesses, with the Sefer Torah in his arms. He was the Dugma of the Mizbeach. We'll see in one second why. The Maisa, the Minig, is mentioned in the Gaonim, by the Gaonim, in the Siddur of Psadya Gaon. Says the Tzorashi Akifu Saviv Lateva Bechol Yom Hakofa Achas Uve Yom Zayin Zayin Hakofos. That meaning is mentioned already in the Zman of the Gaonim. And the Tshuvas HaGaonim, it says V'sho'altim Remez LaHakofa Sefer Torah Belula V'Hadas Kach Ra'inu Mehocha. Where is the Remez to make a Hakofa of the Sefer Torah? Belula V'Hadas. Not with the Aravas Mashma, just with the Lulavim and Hadasim. And he says the remez is from the pasuk Isru Chag Bavosim Ad Karnos HaMizbeach V'hu Loshen Hekev. Isru can also mean to go around. So go around the Mizbeach Ba'avosim. Dechsiv Ostri LaGefen Iro. They the Targum on that Pasuk in Vayechi, Osri Lagefen Iro, Osri is Yachsar, Yisrael, that they should go around. So therefore, Yisruchad means go around the Mizbeach, but Avosim is a remes to Hadassim. See a little bit later why Dafka the Hadassim. The Rambam brings this minik down in Perek Zayin from Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Chav Gimel, Ukvar Noagu Yisrael Bechol HaMakomos, Lohaniach Teva, Beemtza Beis HaKnesses, Umakifin also Bechol Yom, Kederesho Yom Makifin HaMesom Zveach Zechol HaMikdosh. Later on we'll see what this Teva was. But Pashas means a bima, to put a bima in the middle and to walk around the bima. In the tour in Simon Tofrei Samech, V'noagim Lahakif HaTeva, Pam Achas Bechol Yom, Umalin Sefer Torah Al HaTeva, Kish Makifin also, Zecher LeMikdash. And the Shulchan Aruch also, in Tofrei Samech, Sif Katan Zayin, Sif Zayin, also says the minig is to go once around the Teva with the Sefer Torah, once every day and seven times on Hoshana Rabbah. The Sefer Yosef Omitz, early Sefer of German Jewry, he says, "Mama od yesh ledakdek lisamets lahakof osim halulav." The ilu lohaya tzorich liknos esrig lura v'lak lemitzus hakofa bilvad yemin aroy liknos abedom yikorim. There was no other purpose to buy an esrig and lulav except to make the hakofas of the hoshanas. It would be kedai to spend a lot of money on esrig and lulav. Even there was no mitzvah of esrig and lulav besides that. Ki inyan hakofa hu zecher lahakofas hamizbeach lochein inyono goru v'nichbad. And the Bikura Yaakov also says, "Shemitzus Hakofa Mitzvah Rabba, Kimavur Le Yodim Besod Le Havion Besod Hashem." Al Pisod, the Inyan of the Hakofa is a tremendous Inyan, and therefore, a person should be a Zoris to be Mekayim them properly. Okay. First thing, what are we makif with? The lulav or the aravas? So really, it's machlokas in what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. Gemara in Sukkah Mendalet Amar Alitz machlokas whether they were makif with the arava or makif with the lulav. Pashtus, the machlokas is arava or lulav. And the Fila Gemara's maskana pashtus, the halacha is that they were makif with the arava, not with the lulav. So therefore, the Shibulei Aleket says that our minig to be makif is only on Hoshana Rabbah and only with the arava. And the other days, there's no Indian of being makif altogether, right? It was only on Hoshana Rabbah they were makif with the arava, and therefore what we do is only the zecher is only on Hoshana Rabbah, and the rest of the days we just say Hoshanas without making any hakofa. That's the Shibulei Aleket. No hakofas until Hoshana Rabbah, and then it was with the arava. Rashi holds that this whole inyan is not zecher lemikdash. The fact that we make hakofas with the lulav is not zecher lemikdash, because in the mikdash they made the hakofas with the arava. So what is it for? It's only a minig bialma, only on Hoshana Rabbah. Right, when we take the arava, they're taking the arava, and Hoshana Rabbah is a zecher lemikdash. But the rest of Yontif, the minig is not zecher lemikdash, it's just minhag bi'alma. The Rav Yoh says, no, the ikar zecher lemikdash wasn't with what you go around, but just going around. What's it called? Making hakofas itself. And the reason, and therefore, really you could walk around without a lulav too. The only reason we take the lulav is out chibuv of mitzvah lulav. Really, you could walk around, according to this, the halach is not like that. But according to this, somebody who doesn't have a lulav walks around anyway. Because the ikar zecher lemikdash is walking around, not walking around with an arava or with a lulav. Except in order to mechabev the mitzvah lulav, we take the lulav and walk around with it also. But somebody doesn't have a lulav, we go around zecher lemikdash even without a lulav. Some hold that the maskana of the Gemara is not that they went around with the arava, but that they went around, everybody holds they went around with the lulav. The machlokas only was, did they also take the arava or not? Some say only lulav, and some say lulav and arava. So us going around with the lulav is also zecher lemikdash. Okay? According to that, if you hold that they went around only with the lulav, But now with the Arava, it doesn't mean only the Lulav, it means the Lulav and Hadasim. But not the Aravas. That's the Mekor, we said before, Isruchag Bavosim, where the Hadasim come in. It's the Hadasim and the Lulav, without the Arava. Okay, so that's the Inyan. So there comes a few different Shitas. One Shita is that Bichlal, this is not Zecher LeMikdash, it's only a Minig B'Alma, and therefore we go around with the Lulav only al Tzchibuv of the Mitzvah of Lulav. Some say the Iker HaKofa is the Zecher, and the Lulav again is only L'Ravcha de Milsa because of the Chibuv of the Mitzvah of Lulav. And some say, Enichanami, it's Mamas Zecher LeMikdash, because in the Mikdash, the Tekah went around, everybody holds with a Lulav. The only Machlokas was that they also go around with the Arava. And we Tekah go around with everything. But the Lulav has the Arava in it, and the Esrik too. Okay, another Shiloh. Who went around the Mizbeach? Normally, only Kohanim are allowed to be in that place in the Beis HaMikdash. Zohar is not allowed to be Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach. He's not allowed to be in that area of the Beis HaMikdash. So how in the world did they go around the Mizbeach? Part of the going around was Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach, when a Yisrael is not allowed to be there. So some hold, in a Hanami, that the only Kohanim made these Hakafas in the Beis HaMikdash. Except we do a Zecher to what the Kohanim did. Not doing exactly what they did. So here, even Yisraelim and Leviim go, but it's only a Zecher to what the Kohanim did. The Rambam is mashma that in the Mikdash also everybody went. And they bring a, what's it called, the Or Zeruah brings a Makor from the Yerushalmi, the Tak in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, even Yisraelim were Makif the Mizbeach. And the Ritz Geis holds that for a mitzvah, a Zohar is allowed to go around the Mizbeach. And it's really totally the Machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Isser of a Zohar going Bein Olam LeMizbeach is in Min HaTorah, or only Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan, then Litzorach Mitzvah, they allowed it. If it's Deraisa Lechora, then there's no Heter. The only problem is the Rambam holds that it's an Isser Deraisa to go, and he holds that the Israelim went around the Mizbeach by Sukkot. So Mustami held that, what's it called, that Litzorach Mitzvah, even Midrash, only a Zohar can't go there, Shalol Litzorach. But if there's a Tzorach, a Zohar is allowed to go Min HaTorah, could be Midrabon or not, Litzorach Mitzvah, they were Matur, even a Zohar. So the fact that we go around everybody, not only Kohanim, is either a Zecher to the fact that the Kohanim went around, or in the Beis HaMikdash, even non-Kohanim went around too.
First and second?
What?
First and second?
Right, yeah. Okay, second question. What do we go around? So we said to Makoros, it say that the Gabbai, the Chazan HaKnesses, stands with a Sefer Torah, and you go around the Bima, the Teva, with the Sefer Torah. Harbe, a lot of Rishonim hold that you need a Sefer Torah on the Bima. If there's no Sefer Torah, you don't make Hakafas. Because the Bima is not a Zecher LeMizbeach. It's only a Zecher LeMizbeach, the Prima Godim says, if there's a Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Sefer Torah has the Korbanos in it, written inside all the Inyanim of Korbanos, together with the Bima and the Sefer Torah, you have a Zecher to the Mizbeach. But the Bima by itself, without a Sefer Torah, is no Zecher to a Mizbeach. So you need
before,
both.
We have before, the Chazan of the Knesset,
right.
The Sefer Torah.
Right, exactly. And some say, even though those Rishonim who say that Mesavdis HaTeva, which sounds like they went around the Bima without a Sefer Torah, the word Teva by Chazal in the Mishnah means the Aron Kodesh. Right? They used to take the Teva out to the Rehovah Shalir by a Tainis. Right? Teva means the place where they put the Sefer Torah. So the Teva means they took a little Aron Kodesh and put it on the Bima. And they went around that Teva. So Teva could also mean the Bima. So where it means Bima, they said they had the Chazan with a Sefer Torah standing by the Bima. But where it said that they put a Teva in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses, like the Rambam says, means an Aron Kodesh with a Sefer Torah in it. So Lamaisa, what's it called? Me'ikar Adin, you need the Sefer Torah. That's why I said the first day, some people decided that they're going to make it faster by going around the other Bima, but there was no Sefer Torah here. There. There's no Inyan to go around the Bima without a Sefer Torah. Okay, what was the minig of the Gaonim in Bavel? Right, they used to have a minig to go around every day three times. And here, Ellie, you would have a party. Because how did they go? They didn't go three times around to the right. The first time they went around to the right. Then they changed direction. The second time it went left to right. And the third time they went around again, towards the right. Went around right to left. First left to right, then right to left, then left to right again. Okay? So the Mamash going... We don't have that many. Right, but once you're on that side, so then you come back. I don't know exactly why they went. They would retrace the Indian. They started Taka going to the right, and they ended going to the right. But in the middle, they retraced their steps in the middle one. Okay, some say that the Hakafel seven times on Hoshana Rabbah is Zecher LeYericho, right? That the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, right? The whole Indian of what's it called, of the Dalet Minim, and the Mayim is Geshem for Eretz Yisrael, so it has a Zecher to Yericho. And the Rabbeinu Bachya says the following, that at the Siyum of the Ayin Purim, on the seventh day, so we finish bringing the sum total of the 70 Korbanos, that for the Goyim, but we bring them in descending order to show that they should decrease and disappear, right? Simen Kliya. So therefore, we make another simen of the downfall of the Goyim by going and remembering the downfall, the falling down of the Chomos of Yericho in the beginning of the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, and it's also a simen Lasid Lavo. That Edom is going to be vanquished on Sukkot, because the Milchemes Gog u'Magog is going to take place on Sukkot. And the Marsha says it's also a simen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should surround us to protect us from our enemies. So it's a symbol of the destruction of the enemies going around and the walls falling down, and it's also a symbol of the Rabbanu Shalom protecting us and surrounding us. Okay. The Radvaz says that going around those seven times are mevatel kochos atuma. Not only is it a simen to get rid of our physical enemies, it's also a simen to get rid of our spiritual enemies. That's why by Levayas, the minig in Yerushalayim is to go around seven times make hakafes, because it takes away the kochos atuma that try to attach themselves to the nifter. Some say bechlal, the hakafes have to do with just simcha sachag. It's a simcha. Walking around like that is part of the simcha, especially by Yekis for sure. Walking around is one of the ikar simchas of what's it called that exists. That Levush, Taka says that. And could be the idea is it's an extension of the mitzvah, the samachta, lifnei Hashem Elokecha shivas yomim, the whole union of Esrog and Lulav was an union of simcha. So we take the Esrog and Lulav and walk around with it. It is just like shaking it is part of the simcha. Walking around with it is also part of the simcha. And that's why we go around, what's it called, it's like dancing, like a rikud. And that's why they say the word chag also has a connection to the word chug, which is a circle, and the chag is called a chag because you dance on the chag. Okay. And therefore, since it's an inyan of simcha, it's interesting, Trumas Adeshin, we find the halacha on Purim, that if somebody's mazik somebody, mitoch simchas Purim, right, a small hezek, it doesn't burn his house down or something like that, it breaks a vase in the house because you got a little wild with Simchas Purim, you're potter to pay. So he says, this, the Trumas Adeshin says the same thing. If somebody's mazik somebody, hezek cotton, the time that they're walking around with the hakothas, also is potter to pay. Somebody, I don't know if he gouges out somebody's eye with his lulav, mistam or not, but he breaks something in the shul, what's it called? Don't get the idea when we walk around. Not be kavana, it's not going to be chayav. Okay. The tfilos. What did they say when they made these hakothas? So the Gemara says, machlokas the chachomim in Rabbi Yehuda, what they said. They said, what's it called? Hoshiyono ono Hashem, Hoshiyono ono Hashem atzlichono. And we say in that respect, Hoshana, which is similar to that, right? That's why the Lulav and the Aravas and Hadassim became called a Hoshana. And specifically, the Aravas are called Hoshanas. because of the tefillah that you say. And the Seder Ayom says the idea is that the Rabbanu Shalom should save us from all tsaros and tsar, all enemies, right? The same idea of the Siyum of Pori Achag, like we said before. And could be it's also a Zecher L'Anoni HaKovod, because there were really seven Anonim. There were six that surrounded them, and one above and one below. And then there was also, what's it called, a seventh one, which went in front of them. And those were Saviv. They surrounded us. So we walk around Zecher to the Anoni HaKovod. The Shibule Aleket says that the Hoshanas, the Tfilos, and the Sibuv have no connection one with the other. So even if you don't go around, you still say these Tfilos. Mafkamina will see us on Shabbos. Whether you say Hoshanas on Shabbos since you don't go around the Chlal. And he says, what's it called, that he said that, okay, they only went around on Hoshana Rabbah, that's what we said before, the Shibuli Aleket. They didn't go around every day, but they said the Hoshanas every day. But they only went around on Hoshana Rabbah. Okay, others say that the whole Tfilos, Hoshana, what's in the Hoshana, Zechel and Nisuch HaMayim, and it's basically Tfilos for water. And it's also a simen of the Nitzachon, the Lulav, is a simen that we are victorious over the nations of the world. And since, what's it called, that is a Kiyum Ha'olam, and Geshem is also Kiyum Ha'olam, the two things go together. Okay. Another idea is the Hakofis and the Tfilis is to bring down the Shefa from the Rabbanu Shalom into this world. Because these four minim, the Sfarim say, don't have any malachim that take care of them. Every plant, a malach tells it to grow. These have a direct connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. So by using them, we bring down the Shefa of the Rabbanu Shalom into the world and Hashgacha Pratis into the world. And that's protection from all the tzoros and all the enemies, and also Geshem comes directly from the Rabbanu Shalom, so it's also bringing down the Shefa of Geshem. Okay, the Mechaber of these Hoshanas was Rabbi Elezer HaKalir, most of them. All of the, Kemar, all the Hoshanas that we have are Mechubra by Rabbi Elezer HaKalir. Who was Rabbi Elezer HaKalir? So he was, first of all, the most foremost of the Paitonim for all the Piyutim, the Maravis and the Yotzros. Most of them are Mechubra by Rabbi Elezer HaKalir, right? His signon was to do them the Aleph Beis or backwards Aleph Beis, Tashrak. The Rishonim held of him very, very much, not only as a person who could write poems, but a big Talmud Chacham, right? The Rabbeinu Tam writes on him in a tshuva that when he wrote the Piyut, Chayos Asher Heina Merubos, and he did it in the forest, and the, what's it called, a fire came down and surrounded him. The Malachim Mamish came down to surround him when he wrote that piyut. Reb Chaim Vital says that his Rebbe, the Arizal, didn't say any piyutim except the ones that were mechuber by Reb Elezer HaKalir. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he was the mechaber of Zochreinu L'Chaim, and the Hosafos we make on Yom Noroyim. And the Tshuva Me'ava says, the Talmud of the Noda Yehuda, that his piyutim, you have to learn them, because they're kol of tremendous amount of chokhmah, and many times Rishonim bring down these piyutim as rayas to various halachas. Who was he? So Tosfos and the Rosh both say he was a Tana. And either he was Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he was Reb Shimon bar Yochai's son, Reb Elezer. That was Reb Elezer HaKalir. Or he was Reb Elezer ben Arach. But he was a Tana. That's Tosfos and the Rosh both hold. And the Rashba holds he was Reb Elezer ben Arach. But all of these Rishonim hold he was a Tana. Some hold that he lived in the time of Gaonim. They bring a Raya that in one of his Piyutim for a Tisha B'Av, he says, and we've been crying for 900 years over the Churban. That puts him in the time of the Gaonim, not in the time of the Tanoim. Some say that that was a later addition to that piyut. Somebody later on put it to make it more current to his time, but it wasn't from him. In any case, the who holds like that? two shitas hold that he was, what's it called, was in the time of the Gaonim, Shilas and Shufa Zichron Yosef, which was a Shufa Sefer for about 100 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and Rav Wolf Hindenheim, who was the Mechaber of the Siddur, right? The Nora Behuda is Doche Divrehem. He says that what's it called, a Maisa, it's not true. And like the Rosh and the what's it called, Baleatosa say he was a Tana, either Rabbi Elazar ben Arach or Rabbi Elazar ben Shimbar Yochai. He used to sign his name, this is interesting. In one of his piyutim, he signs his full, not his full name, but he signs like this, Elazar ben Kalir, Mikiryat Sefer. So some say Kiryat Sefer is the name of the city in Eretz Yisrael. And some say it means the name of a Sefer. That Sefer Halacha is Mikiryat Sefer. He also is Mechabra Sefer of Halacha is called Kiryat Sefer.
What's Kalir mean?
I don't know. But he says Elazar ben Kalir. It's very unclear what Kalir means.
The Sfarim can take on his pupil. Like
what?
Ashkenazi did.
So since it's, I don't know, they also have the Piyutei HaKalir.
Not like
British, not yeah, yeah.
Okay. The son of him means a family.
The Seder of Hoshanas. This is the Levush and the Magen Avram. Why we have the Seder? If you know this, you can figure out which one we're going to say which day. The first day, we say Leman HaMitach, because that's Shevach of the Rabban Islam. So always the first day is Leman HaMitach. The second day is Evan Shasiya, which is the Shevach of the Beis HaMikdash. The only time we don't say Leman HaMitach on the first day is when it falls on Shabbos. But otherwise, in regular, when Sukkot falls on a weekday, the first 2 days, the first day is Shevach of the Rabban Shalom, the second one is Shevach of the Beis HaMikdash. The third day, okay, is Eruch Shui, because the Tchina, we don't say it on Yontif. So in Chutz Laaretz, they have 2 days Yontif. They can't say Eruch Shui either on the first or second day. So they say it the third day, which is the first day Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laaretz. So normally on the third day we say Eruch Shui, and also we bedafka want to say it on the third day, because over there it mentions about Yom Kippur, Gilisi Batzom Pishi, it should be as close to Yom Kippur as possible. Can't be the first 2 days, because it's a Trina. So it's the third day, the closest to Yom Kippur that it could possibly be. If the third day is Shabbos, which is possible, then we push it to the fourth day, Eruch Shui. Okay, the fourth day when it doesn't fall on Shabbos is Adon HaMoshia, which is the Tefillah on the Mayim, and Shabbos we say a special Hoshana Om Nitzora, and when Yontif falls on Shabbos, then Evan Shasiya is what's it called is Nidche, right, to after Eruch Shui, because we always want Eruch Shui to be as close to Yom Kippur as possible. So therefore we say on the third day Eruch Shui, and we don't say what's it called, Evan Shasiya, but we push Evan Shasiya to after Eruch Shui. Then those two are switched around. Okay, when do we say Hoshanas? So Rav Hai Gon says you say it after Musaf, and Rav Sadia Gon says you say it after Challah. Okay. And some say, according to Rav Sadia Gon, they said it after the Haftorah, after Kriyas HaTorah. Not after Challah, but after Kriyas HaTorah. And the reason being, why to do it then? Shouldn't have to take out another Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is already out. Shouldn't have to take a Sefer Torah, especially for Hakafah, since only a minig. Rashi and Rov HaRishonim, and Zmashma also in the Shulchan Aruch, because he brings the halachas after Musaf, of Hakafah, that it's after Musaf, like we do. However, the Achronim, Mekubalim, Al-Pisod, say you should say it after Shachris. Al-Pi-Kabbalah, it's after, that's why the Sfaradim mostly do it after, they do most of the things up Pisod, they do it after Shachris, and Ashkenazim mostly do it after Musaf. What's the reason after Musaf? One is that it's like in the Mikdash, they did it after the Korban Musafin. Some say because Barovam, because most people aren't in Shul until Musaf, even in those days, right? So you want to do it Barovam. Other thing is you should do all the things that you're chayiv to do before you do this minig. It's only a minig. First do the things you're chayiv and then leave the minig for the end. What's the reason for what's it called shachris? Because like lulav, just like lulav, we do tzomad l'shachris right before halal. We need not do it before halal. Here we do it also after halal. Others because there's reason makdim l'mitzvahs, which is more important than barovam hadras melech. And another reason is not to take out a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is going to take out anyway now. We leave it out for Kriyas HaTorah. Also, you already have the lulav in your hand. So instead of putting it down, taking it back separate, you hold it from after Hallel and do right away go into to Hoshanas. And some say that the Hakafas and the Mikdash were Bizman Nisuch HaMayim, which was by Shachris, after the Korban HaTomid. Okay. Shabbos, you're not Makif, right? Because the Hakafas were the Lulav, and the Lulav is Muktzan Shabbos. So, what's it called? Rav Shri Ragon and Rav Haigon said you don't may say Hoshanas either. Because we're afraid if you say Hoshanas, children will think that we made the Hakafa, and when they grow up, they'll make the Hakafa and think that the Lulav is okay to be Menaneya on Shabbos. And Rav Sadia Gon holds, no, we're not afraid of that. And just because they hear Hoshanas, it's not going to be any Raya, they see we not Makif, they'll know that the Lulav is Muktzah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins the tour that we say Hoshanas, but we don't go around Bichlal. The Chidah brings down that the Minig in Yerushalayim in his time was not to say Hoshanas on Shabbos. The Balatanya, and I guess the Lubavitchers don't say Hoshanas on Shabbos, and Teimanim also don't say Hoshanas on Shabbos. But our Minig is to say the Hoshanas, but not to go around Bichlal, and we said before, it's Machlokas, what they did. If the Iker Minig is Zecher LeMikdash, and they went around with the Lulav, so then the Iker is to go around with the Lulav, and if you don't go around a Lulav, there's no way you need to do a Zecher LeMikdash. But if the Iker was the Inyan of the Hakafa itself, right, so then on Shabbos also, there's an Inyan of Hoshanas, even without the Hakafa. Okay. One of the Iker, what's it called, Tfilas, is Aniva Ho Hoshiyana. What does it mean? So in the Gemara, Machlokas of Yehud and the Rabban, and what they said. They said, Ono Hashem Oshiyana, Ono Hashem Atzlichana, according to the Rabbanon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they said, Ani Vahu Oshiyana, Ani Vahu Atzlichana, not Ono Hashem. So the minig is to be like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Bikura Yaakov says, why? Why in the halachas like the Rabbanon, right, that they said, Ono Hashem, why do we say Ani Vahu Oshiyana? He says, because in the time of the whole Indian of Ani Vahu, is also, we'll see, according to some, Imo Anochi Betzara. Me and him, meaning the Rabban Shalom. Aniva Ho. The Rabban Shalom is going to save himself too. Because Imo Anochi Betzara. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the what's it called, they didn't want to mention Tzoras HaGolas. So the Rabbanan held, you don't say Aniva Ho, you say Ono Hashem. But now, in Golas, we have the Minig, is already Zman HaGolas, there we say Aniva Ho, to show Imo Anochi Betzorin. Some say it was Tali, whether there was Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash. It's Machlokas Medrashim, we're in a Gemara. Our Gemara holds there was no Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash. And there's Medrashim say there was Shechina. If there was Shechina, then the Rabbanan hold, they didn't want to say Anivahu, but Ono Hashem, because there was no Imo Anochi Betzorin. If there was no Shechina in the first Beis HaMikdash, like we hold, then in Echanami, even the Rabbanim would have agreed that we say, what's it called, Anivahu, and therefore we say Anivahu, even on what they said then, according to the Shita, there was no Shechina in Bayesheni. Another idea is Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Chachamim, but he's explaining them. When they said Ono Hashem, they didn't mean to say Ono Hashem. They meant to say Anivahu. And the reason we say that is because it has other inyanim. The Anivahu also has this inyan of Imo Nochi Betzara. We'll see other ideas. So in order to be kolal, all those extra ideas, instead of saying just Ono Hashem, they said Anivahu, and Anivahu in Gematri is Ono Hashem. So you get the Ono Hashem from the Anivahu, plus all those extra things also. Okay. And now what does it mean? So the Zohar says, Anivahu are two names of the Ribbono Shel Olam from the name, the 72 letters name. And it's made from three psukim. Vayisa malach Hashem me'achoreihem, v'lifneihem v'yovo me'achoreihem, v'yeit malach Hashem, and what's it called? There's three psukim. Vayisa, v'yeit, v'yovo. Together, they have what's it called, 72 letters, and it's made up of the first letter of the first word, the first pasuk, the last letter of the second pasuk, then the first letter of the third pasuk, and three letter combinations like that. And the, what's it called, the two of those combinations, one of them is ani, and one's vahu. We'll see what numbers they are, and there's a question why they're in the wrong order. So that's the Zohar. The Zohar says that these are two shemos. Why we use dafka, these two out of the 72, we'll get to in a second. Rav Haigon says that ani v'hamizbeach, ani v'hu means v'hu with an aleph. Ani v'hu, and we're referring to the mizbeach. Me and the mizbeach. Klal Yisrael and Mvakish Racham on themselves and on the mizbeach. Okay, and some say ani v'hu, the Oruch, the Rach, say ani v'hu is going on the Rabban Shalom. And here again it will be with an aleph. Ani v'hu. And imo anochi b'tzara. Right? Hoshi anah, save us, me and the Rabban Shalom, because imo anochi b'tzara. The Rambam says it's based on another pasuk. Ani ani hu, right, which is talking about the Nitzachon of Klal Yisrael, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. So ani vahu hints to that pasuk. The Rashi brings down two reasons. One is that it's one of the two of the 72 Shemos, and also ani vahu is in gematria ono Hashem. And Tosfos says, why dafka these two Shemos? Because they also hint, they're ani vahu. They're two shemos of the Ayin Beis, but they hint to Va'ani B'socha Gola, V'hu Osur B'zikim. So it hints also to this idea of Imo Anochi B'tzara. So we pick those two shemos because it also has a remes to the idea of Imo Anochi B'tzara. Now it's a simple meaning, Ani V'hu is Imo Anochi B'tzara. But if you use it as Ani V'ho, the two shemos, it's not with an aleph at the end, it's only three letters, Vav Hey Vav, then it's it sounds like Ani V'hu. And it also has the Mila being the Shemos. There was a question, though, why the Ani comes first? Because the Maisa in the orders, Ani is the 37th of the 72, and Vahu is the first. Vav Hey Vav is the first one. So why do we put it 37th before the first? So Tosfos Rambam says because the Ani is in the, what's it called? Ani is the beginning of the second Maracha. Right, in other words, the second half. So therefore, it's my kolol, the beginning and the end, so it's more important. Others say that we don't want people to know that these are shemos. So once it sounds, ani v'hu, sounds like ani v'hu. Most people don't know that they're two shemos of the Rebbe. So if it would be the ho ani, wouldn't make any sense, so people would know that it's shemos of the Rebbe. The Imre Shefer says that there's another v'ho. There's two times that it says Vav Hey Vav in those 72 Shemos. And the second time is the 49th. So then it's in order. The Ani is the 37th, and the Vaho is the 49th. And others say, what's it called, that Ani, if the Rabban Shem will save me, then automatically he'll be saved too, because the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael is the Yeshua of the Rabban Shalom. And others say that we have to start Ani. All right, we have to make a shtadlus to save ourselves, and then the Rabban Shalom will save us also. Others say that in the Nevuah of Yechezkel, with the psuk in the Tosfos brought down, Vani Besocha Gola, comes before the Nevuah of Yirmiyah, which is Vahu Asur Bezikim. Even though Yirmiyah comes before Yechezkel, but the Nevuah of Yechezkel came before the Nevuah of Yirmiyah. So the Vani Pasuk comes before the Vahu Pasuk. Okay, the Kilos Yitzchok says there's another meaning. Va'ani v'hu is va'anvehu. That you have to emulate the Rabban Shalom, make his like his midos, so therefore we also say ani v'hu, that you should realize that part of the Yeshua comes from emulating the Rabban Shalom. And Rav Binyamin Wolf Hindenheim says ani is really a remez to Shem Adnos, just missing the Dalet. And v'hu is a remez to Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we say these two shemas, ani v'hu, is Shem Adnos and Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei together. And others say it has a hint to what Hillel said. Imein ani li mili, shani li atzmi, so the ani comes first. Okay.
Yaakov, when he went out to Golis, says, if I go out, when I go up, and then when I come back, well, who ye are we?
All right. Could be.
Yeah. I think it says a bani there also.
Okay, so another shaila, whether it's the who with an aleph at the end, or Vahu without an aleph. So if it's one of the Shemos, it's without an aleph, because the Shemos are only three letters. So it's Vahu. If it's because of the Pasuk, what's it called? Vahu Asur Bezikim, then you need an aleph, then it's Hu. Another shaila is it Ho or Hu? Some Siddurim says Aniva Ho, and some say it says Aniva Hu. So it really depends. If the idea is Stam Hashem of the Rabbanu Shalom, then it's a Vav, what's it called, and not a Kubutz, a, what's it called, a, what do you call it, a Shuruk. It's a Vav, Stam. Vav Stam is a Cholim. But if it's also to be Meramez on the word Hu, then it has to be a Shuruk, the Hu. Okay, some say therefore it should be really Vahu. The Shapsi Sofer says that Vaho is a Tos and should be Vahu. But Lamaisa, what's it called? The Yavit says Vaho is the proper, and the Siddur Rasha says Viho. So there are a few different ways of saying it. Vaho, Viho, or Vahu. Okay. Now, last thing, Hoshana Rabbah. Okay, why is it called Hoshana Rabbah? And there's two different ways of writing Hoshana Rabbah. One with an aleph, and some machzorim, and in some places it's written with an aleph, right? Like Yeheshme Rabbah is with an aleph, or Rabbah with a hey. Really, the aleph is more Aramaic, and the hey is more Lashon HaKodesh. We have two signs, we don't put them both up, but one's with an aleph, one's with a hey on the board. In any case, Rokeah says the reason it's called Hoshana Rabbah is not because we go around a lot of times. It's because it's a lot of korbanos. The most korbanos of the year were brought on Hoshana Rabbah, which was the deadline for all the nedarim and nedavos of the year. And we sell the Rabbanu Shalom. We weren't over about Ta'acher. We brought what we're supposed to bring. Now you do what you're supposed to do and bring the rain. The Rabbeinu Bachya says Rabbah over here is like Omen Yeheshme Rabbah. It's a Shmo HaGadol. Because it's the 26th day from Brias HaOlam. Brias HaOlam was on Chath Hei Elul, and this is the 21st day, 26th day. 26 is Shem Havaya, and that the world existed b'lechatchila b'chesed, and that's Shmo HaGadol. So therefore, it's called Hoshana Rabbah, just like Yehei Shmei Rabbah is Shmo HaGadol. Okay. The Mate Moshe says that it's what's it called on the day of Chesed, that anybody who didn't get Kapara and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur can get an Hoshana Rabbah, and it's Merames to Avraham Avinu, who was the 21st door, Chaf Aleph Doros, and this is the Chaf Aleph Yom B'Tishrei. So it's Merames on Chesed. And the Seder Hayom says, and the Chayodim says that, because you're Marbe B'Hoshanas. Since we go around seven times and we say a tremendous amount of tefillahs of Hoshanas, it's called Hoshana Rabbah. And it is the chisum of the din alamayim. The din finishes off on the last day of Sukkot, and therefore Hoshana is 51 days since Rosh Chodesh Elul. So it's the finishing of the din, since mayim is something that's chiyuni to a person. It's mamish like the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because without water, a person's life doesn't work too much. And therefore, we do some of the things of Yom Noraim on Hoshana Rabbah. The Nusach HaTfilas, Yom Noraim, the Nusach of the Brachas on Kriyas HaTorah, we wear a kittel, right? Because it's nice of the finishing of the Chitum Adin of Yom Noraim. So Mamash has a din like Yom Kippur. And in fact, the Shaloh HaKadosh says, that which it says, Asore Yomin, Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim is not talking about a Aseres Tshuva, because there aren't 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's only 7 days. Asara Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the 10 days between Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is the 11th day. It's 10 days between, and Yom Kippur is sometimes called Rosh Hashanah in Yovel. Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. So Asara Yomim Bein Rosh Hashanah LeYom HaKippurim is going on from Yom Kippur to Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore, the what's it called? There were some shitas, and since Merum is also in the laning, because Hoshana Rabbah says kemishpatam, double mishpat, which has to do with the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And some in the Maaser Vitri, it says they used to end Hoshana Rabbah with seven times Hashem Elokim, just like on Yom Kippur. And they also said Zachreinu L'chaim, and Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat in Shmoneh Esrei. The Maharam Mirotenberg says that on Hoshana Rabba you say Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat in Shmoneh Esrei. The Matei Moshe points out that since it's the 21st day, if you multiply 21 by 21, the square of 21 is 441, which is Tuf Mem Aleph, which is backwards Emes. Chos Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. And the Chosim is always backwards to what you put it on the paper. So the Tuf Mem Aleph is the square of 21. That's the Chosim of the Moshe LaKadosh. There's also another Emes. Arye Sha'og Milo Yira. Arye is Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. That's Arye. The it's also the Levush says another thing. Why Hoshana Rabbah? He says from the last Yom Kippur. So the next Yom Kippur comes 354 days later, according to the Shnas HaLevana, without a leap year. But when is the end of the solar year from that last Yom Kippur on Hoshana Rabbah? 11 days later, right? The 21st day. So Hoshana Rabbah is the end of the year from the previous Yom Kippur solar-wise. And that's the day the Zohar says that the Pitakim, what happens is the Chesima is on Yom Kippur, but the Gzardin of what's given over to the Malachim to carry out isn't given out to Hoshana Rabbah. And until it's given out, there's still a chance to take it back. Once it's given out, it's very hard to get them back. Once you give somebody a job, it's hard to stop them. But until you give them the job, you can stop them. And that's the Indian of the Tselem. It says, what's it called? A person by the moon on Hoshana Rabbah night. You could see if you're going to make it through the year. And the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't worry about that. You shouldn't look at the moon and what's it called? Let whatever happens happen. And that's why what's it called? The Dalet Minim, the what's it called? Our Maratz al Hamayim, that's the Lulav. Nisuch Hamayim is to bring physical rain, and Hoshana Rabbah is to bring the rain that comes from the Otsar Chatov, a special Otsar and Shamayim, special spiritual generated rain. and finally, the Yisod Vishorish HaAvodah says that there's tremendous tikkunim that are done when you make the hakafas on Hoshana Rabbah, and they include Adam. They're the tachlis of Adam. Adam is Aleph, is the person himself, Adam. The Dalet is Dibor, is the Hoshanas that we say, and the Mem is Maisa, is taking around the Lulav. So we have Adam, Dibor, Maisa, and that is the Chitum of the person, the Shlemus of the person for the coming year. Okay, it's more or less what's in this sefer, except here he goes through every one of the Hoshanas and explains them in great, great detail, all different Perushim. Just came out, Otzer Meforshe HaHoshanas, from Mechon Yerushalayim.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
It's the 50th day from Rosh Chodesh Elul.
51st day.
No. There's only 29 days in Elul.
Yeah, okay. 51st from
day.
From
first so it's, day. So it's similar to Shavuos. It's like the end of a
Sira. Okay. The, yeah.
The thing talking about saying Hoshanas, where they add the word Hoshana in between every Kefir, where they say,
right.
Where does that come from?
I don't know, since we don't go around, the more to be mamaya, to make it like the rest of the week, is to take into cheshbon, because the kids may make a mistake, to think if they hear Hoshana, right after each thing, they're going to think that people walked around, or whatever, and they're going to think when they grow up that you can take a lulav. That's why you don't say a pechlau. So at least, If you say it without the Hoshana, people know it's completely different than what goes on during the week. And the other ones hold no. The Maisa, the Hoshanas have nothing to do with the Sibuv. We're not afraid that a kid's going to learn from there. They can use an Elulav. Right? If you're not afraid, then you do it the way, what you do it during the week. Because the Ikar over there is not the Hekif. The Ikar is the Tefillah itself. Even if you're not Makif, you say the Tefillahs. In fact, there was shittas that held you weren't makif altogether during the week, only on Hoshana Rabbah, and you said the tefillahs anyway. So it's totally in that those two things. Okay.
The word in Hoshana Rabbah, first of all, it's just spelled with an aleph, Rabbah, and sometimes it's with a hey.
Right.
So if it means the great Hoshana, It doesn't mean the Harbein Baba. It means the great one, the Rabba. The big one, the Gadol. Doesn't mean a lot of Hoshanas, or does it?
Yeah, no, that's one plumpsham. Hoshana Rabba means the day that we say a lot of Hoshanas. Rabbas, and the other one, the Rabbas, like Yehei Shmei Rabba, is Shmo HaGadol. Right, so it could be with the Aleph is more Shmo HaGadol, and with the Hey is more Rabot, right?
I thought maybe the Rabba was talking about the other one. The Aleph is at the beginning, because the kids don't say Hey's anymore, so they say Oshan Rabba.